Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined now by Riverside girls basketball coach. That is Craig Burns. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Cyclones, couple of wins to dissect. Two more games on tap this week as well before the midseason tournament next week at McLeod. Certainly a busy time for this Riverside basketball program. But, Coach, you know, since we last spoke, a win against Jackson Heights, 50-33 on Friday, and then 40-7 against Atchison County, a victory on Tuesday night. So last couple games and a couple victories for you guys since we last spoke a week ago.
Yeah, it's fun. The Jackson Heights game, we really focused on number 23. I'm not sure her name, but
Chesney Cochran.
Yeah, I can see that she can shoot the ball, and she was really good offensively. So we put some emphasis on that. And Kennedy Griffin, she took the assignment on that, and she did a pretty good job. So we was happy about that defensive stance we did on Jack Knight there.
I know you've gotten some good balance from a lot of players this year. One girl that's kind of stood out to you here in this last week or so, Ella Whistler. What have you liked about her game and just kind of stepping up here in the last week or two?
Yeah, we need Ella to really score inside. I mean, if we don't have any inside presence like on the offensive end, it makes it tough for us. And, you know, it makes us have to shoot a lot of outside shots. And you know how that goes when you shoot from outside. If you're not hitting, you know.
You live by the three, you die by the three.
Yes, and that's what happens to us. So, but she's been coming on really strong. We've been working with her on a few things of being more aggressive, and seem like it's paying off.
You guys have won four out of your last five games, including back-to-back, so, you know, I don't want to say you're playing your best ball. Every coach, you could be undefeated. You're always going to say there's room for improvement. So what are you kind of focusing on now in terms of the improvements as we work forward later this week and also into the midseason tournament next week?
For me, it's always number one is defense. You know, defense is an effort. So a lot of times when I look at the film, I see some slow closeouts, not arriving on the catch, blocking out. You know, you can get really picky, you know, when you're a coach trying to get to the level that you want them to get. So they've been doing a lot better on that. We've been emphasizing arriving on the catch, being one or two passes away. Sometimes we're getting too far in the gap, and then when we would try to get there on the catch, we would arrive late. So we've been adjusting that, and the girls have really been improving in that area, so you can kind of see that in our defensive effort.
You guys still get two more games this week, so it's a busy stretch with the midseason tournament on tap next week, but you get a rematch at Jackson Heights on Thursday, turn around, go to McLeod on Friday, and then the midseason tournament next week. So seven games in a 12-day stretch. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, like they say, they schedule, we have to go. So kind of gives us a little lack of a little practice time. There's some things that I'm looking at doing at this time of the season for this team. They have matured to that point where I wanted to add some more things, put a little twist here. So playing all those games is going to put a little crimp on that, but anytime you can play, though, you get your timing down, you can get your execution down as far as playing against opponents. So we'll play the games, and we'll be happy to do that.
Got to play them when they're on the schedule, no doubt. Finally, Coach, the midseason tournament next week at McLeod, 39th annual McLeod Invitational Tournament. It starts Monday night. You guys draw Maranatha Christian Academy in the first round, Monday night at 5:15, I know probably not a ton of prep on them, with still a couple games this week, but just your thoughts on the field, Casey Christian, the top seed, you know, five total NEKL teams in that field, but just your thoughts on diving into that midseason tournament starting Monday night.
Yeah, like you said, haven't really looked too far out. Got the bracket the other day, so we are on the side where there's not too many NEK. I think there's McLeod there, so
Maranatha and Casey Christian. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to get some information on them and get some film and start looking at that. But the McLeod tournament's always a competitive tournament, even though we have a few teams in our league. But I always look forward to going up there and playing in that tournament.
That's Riverside Girls Basketball Coach Craig Burns joining us. We always appreciate it. Again, a couple wins we have just dissected through. Cyclones have won 4 of their last 5, including back-to-back. They go to Jackson Heights Thursday, at McLeod Friday, and then right back to McLeod on Monday next week, the start of the midseason tournament, taking on Maranatha in the first round. Well, Coach, busy times. Call for a busy schedule. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes, as always, each and every week, and we'll talk to you in the middle of that tournament later on next week.
Oh, anytime. Appreciate what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports, and may God bless.